So let's come back to where I said the story gets weird. And I said, so this person was coming in, a patient I'd seen for about a year and a half. I adjust him, tell him to close his eyes and relax, allow the adjustment to set into place, and I bring my hands up towards the side of his head, and all of a sudden what I see are his eyes start to rapidly dart back and forth and back and forth. His arms begin to move, his mouth opens, his tongue starts moving in a fashion that you can clearly see is forming vowels, and air begins to audibly escape from his mouth.
Did you think he was having a seizure or something?
Somehow I knew something different than that was going on. I've never seen it, and I knew that he was speaking, even though I couldn't really hear words. It was just air, but you knew from looking. And I tried, as I moved my hands in various positions, I found some places around his head I felt a stronger sensation in my hand, and the air sound would get louder that was coming out of his mouth. And when I moved to areas where I felt less, the air sound got softer. When I went to stronger places again, it got louder again. And so I did this for as long as I could, but, you know, finally all my rooms filled up, and I had to get back to my other patients. So I sort of touched him lightly to see if I can get his attention, and he opened his eyes, and I said, I think we're finished now. And he looked at me, and I looked at him, and he didn't say anything, so I didn't say anything. I mean, what am I going to say? And so he left. And comes back about a week later. The same thing happens. Head jerks, eyes roll, the whole thing. And this time he speaks. And what he said was, we are here to tell you to continue doing what you are doing. What you're doing is bringing light and information onto the planet. Then he said a few other things, and, you know, the session had to end, and I touched him lightly, and it did end, and he got a little freaked out by what he did. But a whole thing about that that became more odd was that 2 days later, it happened to 3 other people.
The same kind of thing.
The same thing. The heads jerked back, the mouth moved, the air came out, nothing was spoken that day. I didn't say a word to any of them. None of these 4 people knew each other. Next visit, they came in, same thing happened, and they spoke. The first 2 phrases they said were the same ones. We're here to tell you to continue doing what you're doing. What you're doing is bringing light and information onto the planet. Then 2 of them said, what you're doing is reconnecting strands. One of them said, what you're doing is reconnecting strings. And the first patient came back in a few days later and said, what you're doing is reconnecting strings. And this happened to over 50, as in 50, over 50 different patients between January to mid-April of that year, and then it stopped. But what's interesting is, what they said is, what you're doing is bringing light and information onto the planet. Now, at that time, because it was years later that I found out about the photon belt, I wondered, what is light and information? What is all that? But you know what? We already had energy here. We already had energy healing. And suddenly we're bringing in the rest of the spectrum, the light and the information. And this gear, this timing is all geared around the time that the planet is coming into contact with, into the path of the photon belt again, which photons are energy, light, and information, the tiniest bundles we know of each. And this is what has been talked about for ages with the predictions, and what's talked about now, and what science is recognizing. And the whole aspect of this boils down to, George, isn't this weird? And it's great. And my life is upside down from what it was, but it's right side up.
What happens when we go through the photon belt and then we get out of the cycle? Do we start losing this gift?
My feeling is that each time the planet moves through this, we gain more.
So we don't
we
lose
build
it.
Off
okay.
Of it.
Well, that's
okay. I don't believe we are not here to learn and experience and grow and develop to lose. You know, we're not here in a dead end game of checkmate. I don't believe. And again, I don't know. I can only tell you my gut instincts.
The ability to heal. Do you think you might be able to do this with people who aren't in a room with you?
Oh, absolutely. This can be done by distance. But more importantly, the most important part of this entire time that I spend with you and all of my teachings is what I want the listeners to get is, this is not about me. This is not about one person with a special healing gift who lives in the Himalayas, for instance, and you got to, you know, take 3 weeks out of the year and travel up the mountain in the snow with a donkey and hope the person will grace you with a healing session.
And look for Shangri-La, right?
Right. What a great movie. Which, in other words, when we recognize that once you interact with these, you can carry this, you can facilitate the same healings to the same degree that I am, and possibly probably even more as this evolves. I'm not doing what I first did for the first few years. I locked myself in my office 10 hours a day, 6 days a week, and saw person after person after person. And suddenly, in discovering that these were being gifted, this ability to them, I realized, look how, if one person, if I could touch this many people, what if there were two people doing it? What if there are 10? There are now 15,000. Are they all practicing? I don't know.